Let's talk a little bit about the side effects profiles of sunitinib and sorafenib. Can you talk about what we know about that and also what your clinical experience is?
Sure. So for the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, or TKIs, sunitinib and sorafenib specifically, the general categories of side effect, as I usually describe them to patients, are fatigue, gastrointestinal symptoms such as mucositis, diarrhea. Hand-foot syndrome is a very unique side effect of this class of agents. Redness, soreness of the hands and feet. Those are probably the major categories. I usually tell patients that about 30 to 40% will get each of those side effects. So they're likely to get some of those side effects, but not all of them. About 5 or 10% can have those side effects at a severe level.
In terms of your own sort of clinical experience, how do you see the difference between these two agents in terms of what patients experience?
I think, you know, again, there's no head-to-head comparisons, which would really be the only way to adequately compare. Sorafenib, I think, tends to be a little better tolerated agent for the group. If you had a group of 100 patients getting each, it probably is true that sorafenib would be a little better tolerated on average. It tends to have a side effect profile where the weeks 4 to 6 or somewhere about there, the side effects peak and then tend to dissipate, which may tell us something about what's happening with drug levels or other metabolism issues. But just clinically, that's sort of the pattern that emerges. Sutent is dosed differently. It's intermittent, 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So those side effects tend to build up over 4 weeks, resolve over 2 weeks, and then reappear during the dosing period. So the timing and the schedule and the appearance of side effects a little different for each agent. Having said that, people can certainly have bad side effects on sorafenib and tolerate Sutent wonderfully. So it's not an all or nothing. We don't have any real way to predict for individual patients.